The Magic Mango by Amelia Bonea and read by Sagar Arya for Saga Egmont. One day, Tara and her little brother Arun found an old box in their grandmother's attic. It was a beautiful wooden box, covered in thick dust and cobwebs, which opened with a tiny crack to reveal its mysteries before their curious eyes. "It's full of old photographs and letters," exclaimed Arun, passing his fingers over the small pile of yellowed paper in front of him. Tara bent over to pick up a photograph. "That looks like our Dadi when she was very young. She must have been 4 or 5 years old."
"Look, there's an old newspaper."
Arun read out the date on the page, a little unsure of himself. 26th September 1890. That seems like a very long time ago.
"It is," Tara chipped in. "It is a very long time ago. Even our Dadi's Dadi was not born then."
She opened the newspaper carefully and spotted a red circle on one of the pages. "Whoever read this newspaper before must have found this interesting. I wonder why."
"What does it say?"
Arun asked. "Latest telegrams. Reuters telegrams. The case of the magic mango. London, September 25th. The Times publishes a paragraph stating that a little girl from London is searching for a magic mango seed. Offers of help may be communicated by telegraph to the following address.
"A magic mango seed? I wonder what that means," said Arun. He had seen and eaten lots of mangoes in his lifetime, but never a magic one. Not until now, at least.
"I don't know," replied Tara. "I guess we'd better ask Dadi." Downstairs, Dadi had fallen into a